It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Hello and welcome to the special Groundhog Day edition of the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. Well, not really sports. We're going to talk about Phil and his friends today. Every February 2nd at around 7:15 a.m. Eastern Time, the attention of America's fun-loving weather geeks temporarily turns away from Jim Cantore and the Weather Channel to get a real expert's opinion about the next 6 weeks of weather. And no, I'm not talking about the National Weather Service either. They, too, tend to shy away from venturing a weather guess outside of the next 2 weeks. But for over a century, there has been one weather stalwart, a rodent, who is willing to put his reputation on the line for us every February 2nd to predict the weather for the next 6 weeks of winter. Punxsutawney Phil is this weather icon. This special groundhog of western Pennsylvania is so popular that it's hard to find a hotel room near his town for the big event. Despite sub-freezing temperatures on most years, this annual production has become so popular that actor Bill Murray made a movie back in the 1990s which actually boosted the popularity of this very unusual day over and over and over again. On Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, for the 136th year, Punxsutawney Phil will be greeted by thousands of his groupies who've made the trek 80 miles northeast of Pittsburgh up to Gobbler's Knob. Many of these hearty Phil fans have come to town the night before and have been known to stay up overnight, keeping warm on adult beverages, as they await the star of the show to finally appear at the break of day. Punxsutawney Phil will be asked to give the good people a prediction of the next 6 weeks of winter weather. Will it be warming up soon, or should the people hunker down for another 6 weeks of cold winter temperatures? Since 1886, most weather forecasters in America have deferred to this furry little fellow for weather guidance as soon as the sun peaks above the horizon with the morning's first light on February 2nd. Phil will be asked to awaken early and provide everyone with the answer to a simple question. If Phil sees his shadow, he regards it as an omen of 6 more weeks of winter and returns to his hole. But if not, spring is just around the corner. There's even a website where you can watch the event live. This year, as always, Punxsutawney Phil will be accompanied to the stage by the members of the Inner Circle. And according to their local legend, this mystical group of keepers is sworn to uphold the grand tradition of Groundhog Day. Their primary job is to wake up Phil from his burrow and announce Phil's weather prediction. Incidentally, Punxsutawney Phil, through the human voices of his inner circle, has also made a few additional proclamations in addition to his famous 6-week weather forecast. Here are just a few over the years. Back during the Prohibition period of the late 20s and 30s, Phil reportedly threatened to impose 60 more weeks of winter on the community if he wasn't permitted an alcoholic drink. Yeah. In 1981, Phil wore a yellow ribbon in honor of the American hostages being held in Iran. And in 2009, Phil came out of his burrow with a terrible towel in support of the Pittsburgh Steelers' 6th Super Bowl win. So now we're in 2022, and I'm especially hopeful that this fearless forecaster might even suggest that the last 2 years of this never-ending COVID plague might come to an end soon, too. You can do this, Phil.
Yes! Yes!
When Punxsutawney Phil isn't busy forecasting the weather, he resides in a special burrow, or perhaps it should be named the Weather Burrow. It's a terrarium built into the Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania Memorial Library. His digs include a clear glass wall which provides him and you a chance to greet each other. Thousands of visitors stop by annually and say hello to Phil and his friends as they play and eat and do whatever groundhogs do best, especially sleep. Now you might be asking, just how accurate is this weather forecast by a groundhog named Phil? Well, Phil and I would like to remind you, just how accurate is your local weather forecaster? Here in America, competition is the hallmark of our capitalistic society. And with all the pomp and circumstance which has been associated for years with Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania and their weather forecasting groundhog, other American cities have gotten into the act too. Now, here are just a few of the other unique creatures and cities which have sprung up to give Phil a run for his money every February 2nd. Staten Island Chuck is a groundhog in New York. Since 1981, the New York City area has attempted to get their February 2nd winter weather outlook from the Staten Island Zoo's groundhog. Alas, there was a tragic accident in 2014 when former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio accidentally dropped the groundhog during the ceremony.
No!
Fortunately, a new groundhog family member has taken his place since then. And then there's Milltown Mel. Rest in peace. In New Jersey. Yes, there was a tragic bit of news to report earlier this week concerning the New Jersey weather prognosticating groundhog named Milltown Mel. Since Mel has his own Facebook page, here's the story from his support team called the Wranglers. Quote, "We Wranglers are sad to report that Milltown Mel recently crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. Considering the average lifespan of groundhog is about 3 years, this is not such a shock, but Mel left us at a very tough time of year when most of his fellow groundhogs are hibernating, so no babies are available to replace him until this spring. We tried everywhere to get a stand-in, but to no avail. We will work hard to get us a new weather prognosticator for next year. Till then, please check out what all of Mel's cousins have to say on February 2nd. Aww. Let's now talk to Scramble the Duck, the weather forecasting duck from Connecticut. Beginning in 2015, the small town of Eastford, Connecticut, in the northeastern part of the state, proclaimed that they have, quote, an accurate alternative to the groundhog as far as weather forecasting skills. Scramble the Duck provides his 6-week winter forecast on February 2nd at the local library in town. Scramble's own website, yeah, his website, get it? That cracks me up. Proclaims that this duck has been perfect in his 6 previous years on the job. Well, if so, it might be a wise idea for the Weather Channel group to sign this foul forecaster to a long-term contract. Then we have Bee Cave Bob, an armadillo from Texas. Celebrating his 10th anniversary this year of weather forecasting, Bee Cave Bob hails from the city of Katy, Texas, which is just west of Houston. Every February 2nd, this Texas-born armadillo, accompanied by his oddly named handlers called the Benevolent Knights of the Raccoon, is transported to Bee Cave, Texas, near the state capital in Austin. And like his other weather forecasting friends, Bee Cave Bob will call for an early spring if he fails to see his shadow. Why would they use an armadillo? Well, according to Bee Cave Bob's handlers, the armadillo, being a prehistoric animal that has been through thick and thin, ice ages, floods, and the whole stew, still abounds in the state of Texas, which kind of proves to us how tough our state really is. Well, I might add that the armadillo has also survived the automobile age as well. And then we have Stumptown Phil, the forecasting beaver of Oregon. On February 2nd, since 2011, the Oregon Zoo in Portland has offered up a weather forecasting beaver to provide a West Coast alternative. Recently, this chore has fallen onto a special prognosticating zoo beaver named Philbert. Said Christina Parr, who's a keeper in the zoo's North America section, "Groundhogs like Punxsutawney Phil are fine for their part of the country. Here in the Northwest, though, we are beaver believers." Alas, Philbert's forecast flopped last year as he predicted an early spring. Less than 1 month later, the zoo was actually closed because of an unexpected snow and ice storm. In researching this story, I discovered a number of other creatures around the country who will be venturing a special winter weather forecast on February the 2nd. In New Orleans, at the Audubon Zoo, you'll find Parrish the Nutria. At the unique Prairie Dog Town City Park in Lubbock, Texas, it's Prairie Dog Pete offering his weather forecast. And from Jacksonville at the Florida Zoo, the weather forecasting aardvark named First Coast Frizz. In my opinion, it's best for these winter weather forecasting creatures to predict 6 more weeks of winter, seeing their shadows every single year. Because if the weather should warm up sooner, the public will be happy with them anyway. Happy Groundhog Day! Happy Groundhog Day! Happy Groundhog Day! I'm Swamp Swami. Get me out of here.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.